Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
And the Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And I feel like seven.
It's Mike Shope.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man. Like, plural. Big, lots of S's. Lots of E's in S. Bees. that was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man, that kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
Hi there, playoff week. Do you know what year we started the reverse AFC power rankings? It doesn't go all the way back to 2003. There was an AFC.
It's slightly more recent than that.
I think it's 21. I'm looking through the stack here in anticipation of the first reverse AFC power rankings of 2025.
Wow.
And your first in weeks.
That's right. Boy, as the season's winding down, it's a tough segment to miss. I really, I have a lot of regret. I don't really at all. But I did miss 2 weeks here down the stretch, and I feel a little bad about that.
We thank Sneaky Joe, Jeremy White, and Susan Rose for filling in here in recent weeks on the reverse AFC power rankings.
Hey, it was only 2 weeks.
The first one we ever did, Cleveland was number two. And I think that would have been after week one of the 21 season, when they lost to the Chiefs 33-29. And we went Chiefs 1, Browns 2. They never made it to 1, the Browns.
Yeah.
Bills 3.
Boy, I'm torn, because I don't want to seem as though I'm poking holes in your meticulous record keeping.
Thank you.
But I have a question. My recollection, and I don't even think Zach wouldn't have been here for this. My recollection is that in the flurry of activity around, like, wide receiver trades,
yeah,
whatever spring that was,
February the next year.
Okay. I felt like that was when we started doing them. We were doing them ahead of that?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
And then that was, Tyreek Hill was traded. Well, before Adams was first, March 18th of 22. Let's do the power ranking.
Okay, wow.
March 22nd of 22 was Watson, traded, and who's Ryan? Matt Ryan to the Colts.
Okay.
And then the next day was Tyreek Hill. So we did 3 in 5 days.
Yeah.
The Bills were number one in all of them. See, that felt good. Raise a banner.
This is why, man, it's tough taking the memory out for a spin. Because I told you late last week about this confusion I've had about this Lake Hour product that we advertised for years. I would have thought hard that the name of that product was something else. And likewise, if we were out together and someone asked us, when did you start doing reverse AFC power rings? I would have said the day that Devontae Adams got traded.
That doesn't happen to you?
I would have said, and if you're there, you would have said, no, that's not right. And I would have argued with you. And then I probably would have backed down because you're almost always right about this stuff. But I hate when I have that bad a job remembering when something happened.
I think we did the power rankings every week of the 21 season.
That's what it sounds like. If you've got got the paperwork. That's what it looks like.
I just haven't put the year down on that one page. So right. It's a stack. You can fit about 6 rankings on one piece of paper, on one side of one piece of paper. So it's
the Browns too.
It would not. You could take this on a plane. It's not so heavy that you couldn't take this on a plane. But it's a stack at this point.
Doesn't need a handler.
It doesn't need. You don't have to pay extra.
Gloves.
You don't have to pay an extra $50 to take that thing on the plane.
What's Philip Pritchard doing out of cup season? Is he available?
Pritchard.
Carry around our stacks of reverse AFC power rankings.
What is he up to?
I don't know.
What does he do 360 days a year?
See, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, maybe he could chip in and help us out here if we actually needed that.
Does he just have like the cup in his house and stare at it?
I hope so.
To make sure nobody takes it?
I really hope so. Honey, what are you doing?
There's a guy. There's
I'm
a one-timer.
I'm sitting there with the cup. Shut up!
This is the guy who's responsible for the Stanley Cup every year at the presentation. There's a guy who's been on the show once.
Yes.
Exactly once.
Yep.
Phil Pritchard.
Yep.
The Sabres' fault. I mean, it could have been 5 or 6 times by now, but
yeah.
Haven't been that close.
He's eating ramen out of that thing. Like he's.
I think he just sits there all the time and makes sure it's in his right. line of sight.
He's eating SpaghettiOs out of it, polishing it, at the same time, one hand. Just.
Well, this is early for Phil Pritchard, but
I know
it is time for the first in the year 2025 reverse AFC Power Rankings edition, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. So, I wonder about the teams with coaching changes, because you might feel better about them than you had before. Like, the vacancy might look better on them than the guy.
Yes. I did, I feel like we're doesn't have to, but the way in which we determine, how these rankings will unfold week to week, I feel like it changes once... a bunch of teams have stopped playing football. It becomes because often it'll be like if you get one of us will disagree. You got to play him today. Which one do you want to not like, to break a tie? Right? I don't really care about that right now.
Nope.
It's more like moving forward. So that's where a coaching vacancy. If you think the coach needed to go, okay, good. We don't know if they're going to hire yet, but still, you got a chance to get it right here. Whereas if you're holding on to someone who. One of the three of us thinks is an abject failure already or a mediocrity at best, that's going to ding them. And that's kind of how I arrived at who I think 16 should be this week. Or one. What number is this?
16.
Okay.
I'm eager to hear what you say, because there was quite a buildup there, but I will say Cleveland.
See, I like that they have the draft pick.
The second pick?
Yeah. The coach, I think, is decent, and I even think the Watson news is maybe good for them. I mean, I'm not looking for them to get out of jail on Watson. Like, they redid his deal, so they're stuck with him a little longer, but if he is hurt, there's insurance there, and they can get some cap relief.
Who is their week one starter?
For next year. I'm thinking maybe he's not there yet.
No, he's definitely not there.
Right.
But who is it? I mean, are there going to be like 5 teams that want Kirk Cousins at this point?
Probably.
Wow.
Probably.
Because Cleveland could be one of them.
Sure.
I don't get the sense they love Winston. They can't like anybody else they have.
No.
Watson won't be ready.
Nope.
He won't play all year. So is it a rookie? I don't know. I usually can find my way to defend the Browns. And the guy has won the coach of the year twice. He pulls Winston to tank for the last few games. It goes terribly, which was what they wanted, and then he fires Dorsey. And that's just, there's a stench on that. You know, like, that's the business.
Yeah.
But he totally set Dorsey up to fail. I'm not even, like, a big Dorsey fan. I think the Bills set him up to fail, too. But still, like, that doesn't sit well.
Well, the reason I wouldn't have them...
This high,
is they've at least got... I like the coach. I won't push back on whether that stinks or not, but it is the business. It happens. The Raiders have nothing going for them. They're holding on to a coach, at least it looks like for now, who I have no faith in whatsoever to get things right there. And what are they doing at quarterback? And where are they picking?
Sixth.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe the second or third best quarterback falls there because nobody believes in these guys or something, but I don't know how great a scene that is. I just feel like the Raiders are stuck. So I would rather be the Browns. Even with the stinky Watson contract, I feel like they've got a chance to get out of the jail they're in sooner than the Raiders.
But they're anything but a destination.
No.
Whatever the coach is... On the plus side, who wants to go there right now? I don't know. Vegas is still Vegas, but that's beside the point you're making.
Yes.
Like right. Rodgers, if Rodgers came free, Vegas, not Cleveland.
No, not Cleveland. Although
you don't want that.
Although I've got Peter King talking about Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
today.
Great.
So
great. Russell Wilson will be the quarterback of the Raiders then, I guess.
Right.
All right, Zach.
Paint a real pretty picture with all those quarterbacks there. I'm going to go Vegas here.
15.
I won't stand in the way of the Browns.
Okay. They pick second. 14.
Tennessee.
I'm going to say Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I would have said Jets.
Damn it! Why did I rush it? Did you write it already?
I wrote it.
Oh.
It is written. Jets pick seventh. They have Rodgers.
Right.
Is that good at all? They're interviewing Rex?
They completed their interview with Rex Ryan today. I'm sure that was a real serious operation.
Most of what is considered funny on Twitter is terribly unfunny. I am enjoying, like, your grimace, all the people the Jets are supposedly interviewing. I am enjoying that.
Right.
That's funny. And some of those are funny.
Right. The New Orleans interim guy is now on the list. He's from Jersey.
But that's real.
Right. I know. Right. But that's how you get to grimace. Like,
that is how you get to grimace.
Yesterday, I said they want to interview you. Do you outrank grimace?
Every gif is unfunny and unneeded. Every meme is unfunny and unneeded. You know, most of these jokes just don't work. But, you know, the Jets are interviewing grimace. I enjoyed that.
I'm so sad I missed that. I did not see that thing.
13. Jets.
I thought that was settled. Sure. Like I have so much regret that I blurted out whoever I blurted out.
Would they really want Rex? Like,
no.
I
don't know. So that he'll go on TV and say nice things about the process? I have no idea what the motivation is, but the idea of them genuinely being interested in hiring him is utterly hilarious.
So they're interviewing Brian Gain, or they've asked to? I know Brian Gain. You, sir, are no Brian. No, I mean, I like him. That is, like, the most dysfunctional organization in the league, and they're going to tell you who your coach is. Can you say no?
Right?
Like, you want it professionally? This is maybe something you always dreamed of?
Right.
And you're going to get told everything, basically. This is how it goes here. The owner, and then he's going to pick his coach. Terrible.
I don't know what a guy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
How long, they've been waiting for the chance. Here's maybe a chance. There's got to be some temptation. But I would be stunned if anybody from an organization that's as buttoned up and professional seemingly from at least my distance as the Bills would answer the call from the Jets. Be like, yeah, I'm not saying they wouldn't go do the interview because you should always do that, I think. In this profession or almost any, somebody wants to talk to you about a job, go talk to them. I just think that's good advice across the board. But you're gonna go from this to that, even though you get the title? I mean, I don't know.
Well, Shane did it.
Well, it was the Giants.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, not that different.
The Giants and the Jets aren't that different?
No, they're not. You can look up their last decade.
It's old men, I know, owning the teams, but...
sharing a stadium.
I feel like the Giants have got... Yes, the owner is around. I just don't feel like the reputation fits the Giants at all. That the Jets are a clown show.
So are the Giants. I think so. Maybe the Jets are a bigger one, but so are the Giants, right? Why aren't they making changes? Because the owner is tired of making changes. We had those moments here with Ralph, right? Just like, do you want to make this pretty clearly necessary coaching change or stability, continuity? Like you're just damned either way. And I don't know. Does it look good on the Giants that they're keeping coach and GM?
Comparing the Giants to the Jets. Look at the last 10 years. Okay, go back 10 more from that. How many Super Bowls are in that window? The Jets have just never been anything near what the Giants have been in their lifetimes. I guess right now it's more comparable than I'd like. Sure, I can't disagree. The owner seems somewhat meddlesome.
Well, okay. I mean, I can't win this argument, but I do want to say, like, outside of Parcells and Coughlin, the Giants have been terrible constantly. Like, it's the 70s, they were terrible. I kind of do want to say that. But they did have two eras, right? That's true.
And the Jets era is like Joe Namath in a fur coat.
The Jets era is Namath, which was pretty good
for a while. And Rex.
And then...
right, with Sanchez. Like,
kind of, yeah.
That's how you get back to him.
That's it. Anyway, where were we?
12. Jets are 13. 12. Okay. Patriots.
Jacksonville.
I think I'll lean Jacksonville. The hanging on to the GM, I mean, we'll see. Maybe they'll still land a great candidate and it'll change everyone's perception, but it just seems like a weird look there that they did not change that guy out.
Who was the Bills linebacker? Ellison? Keith Ellison?
Mm-hmm.
That they had for years and even, like, he never made a play, but maybe he, like, knew something that they didn't want to release him because there would have been trouble.
That's Trent Baalke.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show today, Keith Ellison.
Keith Ellison. Played in the league. 11.
I'll go New England here.
10. Colts. What's their plan? I think I'd rather be New England than the Colts, actually.
I think I'm inclined to agree with that. And a big part of that is the wave of the coach. Like, if you think... I don't know, it's a pretty popular sentiment, I think, that Vrabel's just going through the process here, and like the chair he's going to end up in is the New England chair. I mean, they fired the guy right after the game on Sunday. It just feels like too good of a fit to bring him back in there, and I think that'll be good for them. So, too late. New England's already written down.
It is written down. I use pen, too.
Then I guess I'll go Colts next, then.
My kids have pencils, like, for school stuff, but I'm telling you, every day, Margot shows up running into the living room for another room with a pencil in her mouth. And I don't think it's the same pencil. I don't know how we have all these pencils that are just sort of, like, buried in laundry and in crevices and against the wall and door hinges or whatever, but she's just collecting pencils, and it's great. And they're not mine. 9. I can't use a pencil. I hate pencils. I can't use a pencil. Just can't. That eraser noise. Ugh.
The eraser noise?
Oh, just, I hate it.
Right there with them. Yep.
What hate is it. The noise? I don't even know. I don't even know.
Awful.
I don't
the shorter the eraser is, the worse. You sort of feel like you're hearing the scraped metal.
Do you think
that metal?
Do you think you have that in you again? Because that was good.
No, I will not. I'm too traumatized.
The eraser noise was good. I'm thinking, what's even the eraser noise? But then you did it. I'm like, okay, I guess I hear that audibly. Oh. All right, it doesn't drive me crazy, but wow.
You might as well be erasing my elbow. Like if you're doing that across the room, I see you erasing pencil on paper. I just feel it in my bones. It's just like, oh no, that's the worst. It's not worse than chalk.
I like a good pencil with a solid eraser behind the ear. When I got the circular saw out, like that's got to be a pencil. I had no pen there.
Circular saw.
Sure.
Right. You wouldn't use a pen, but that's not really my my area. The circular saw.
Any kind of tools?
Building a treehouse.
Got a workbench? Sure. You got a yard for a tree. You had a treehouse back
all
there.
All my trees.
Did you inherit
Woodchuck
that treehouse?
Took them all down.
I remember a treehouse back there. I thought I saw. What number are we on
Nine.
Again? Nine.
Very slow.
How many teams left? I'll take. I think
Pittsburgh.
Miami.
I was going to go Miami.
Who would you rather play?
Miami. I think Miami.
Really?
Yeah.
Eight. Steelers.
Pittsburgh.
Seven.
Houston.
Houston. Yeah. Agree.
Look at us.
Six.
They won a division with an absolutely even point differential. That's stunning.
The Rams won at minus 19.
Right. I did see that too.
Those are the only two teams in the playoffs, I think, without a positive.
That's right. I looked at that earlier today.
Pretty stretched out this year.
When I saw the zero there, I was like, oh my gosh, who else? And I saw the Rams. So, because last year, that was a thing for me when I first sort of started on the, I don't know if they're that good yet train. It was like maybe they were a plus 34 or something last year. And I thought that was even kind of, not great.
Nine teams in the triple digits on the plus side this year, including Minnesota at plus 100, Denver plus 114. Six.
Cincinnati.
Okay. Five?
Denver.
Yeah. It has to be. Still good.
Yeah.
Five is good.
Better than their seed.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad Pittsburgh and Houston aren't playing each other. That could have happened. Mm-hmm. And those are the two weakest teams in the conference, I think. So I'm glad they didn't get to play each other. Somebody goes to round two and then probably goes to Kansas City and gets crushed. Better this way. Four.
Chargers.
Gotta be, right?
Yes.
Three.
I'm saying Bills. Ravens.
Bills.
Bills.
What the hell happened?
What?
Oh, the Bills were one.
They lost.
The Bills were one.
They
when
lost.
I went away. Like, what happened?
They just lost. They lost their last game.
Were
they
the behind? Ravens have nine Pro Bowlers.
Were they behind Baltimore
nine
last week, too?
Or
2 weeks ago? What happened?
No, they were two last week.
So why are they getting dropped again?
They lost. No, I think the Ravens are better. They've been better than
defense
the Bills
come around
this year. They're talking now. Who did the game? Orlovsky, Riddick. They're talking now like that's the best defense in the league.
Yeah, I did hear some of that.
They better show up Saturday. For as much love as the Ravens constantly get, they better show up and not look like equal to Pittsburgh.
From you two.
Well, yeah. That's right. But they better just look much better than the Steelers. Deserve that.
Did you say yesterday, did somebody say it to us? I don't know. I definitely agree with it. I don't know. I doubt it was my own original thought. That game is either a slog, right, your score, or it's like 38-3.
Or they win big.
Baltimore's just going to curb stop them.
I said that.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody needs to convince Lamar Jackson that that's actually the Bears that they're playing and not the Steelers.
Right.
And just go play them like the mediocre team that they are and not get... I mean, better for the Bills if they lose. That doesn't happen. right? That's much better for the Bills if Baltimore gets beat there.
Yeah.
What a disaster for all for sitting in here every day for a year or five if the Bills or the Ravens lose this week for either of those teams. The Ravens we don't care about. But what a disaster for either of those teams if they lose this week. They have to win this week. Both of those teams must win this week or else everything you've done is like ruined and meaningless. I mean, it's a lot of pressure. That's what makes it so exciting is this is it now. You cannot. The Bills and the Ravens are the two teams this week by far. Nobody else in the playoffs comes close this week for this kind of pressure. Detroit will get it when Detroit plays again.
Right.
The Chiefs have no pressure. They've just won two in a row. The Texans have a young quarterback. The Chargers made it. The Broncos made it. The Steelers, whatever. Just like, that's it. The Eagles a little bit, but
yeah, I think
the Bills and the Ravens cannot lose this week.
I think that's right. I had that. Just reminded me. I think I had a dream about a parade this morning. When I woke up, I had dreamt about a parade. And you know what the thought I had when I opened my eyes? I'm like, I think I just dreamed about a parade. They cannot lose on Sunday. Was the next thing. Like, oh, go back to bed.
For a parade like that,
not start here.
You can't like set your chair up in advance, right? You can't put a chair up.
I don't know. I've never been to one. How do I know? I'm kind of authority.
On the island, that was a thing, and then they tried to stop it. And
Fourth of
people
July
found
parade,
ways that? Around it. I don't know. It's the most pathetic thing I can think of in the world. Two.
Kansas City.
Okay. Wow. All right. All right. I'm not going to get in the way of that. Baltimore is so good.
I was
going to
say, I'll say Baltimore. You decide. You break the tie.
Chiefs 2, Baltimore 1.
Okay.
Otherwise, what are we doing here? The standings?
Yeah.
Good to be back.
Reverse AFC Power Rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric. Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Tyler Dunn, Ross Tucker today. Where'd we get it wrong? 803-0550. How do you feel about Sunday? Do the fans feel great about Sunday?
I hope so.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We'll look for your calls after this. This is WGR.